Los Vargas.
All right, we've done a full check of the area and compared our notes to our last few visits. This is the first time we've seen changes, let alone changes that show this level of damage. The ground appears to have been heavily damaged by an impact. Whether related or not, the statues here have lost their color and stopped making what previously was a deeply relaxing sound. The rains have also changed. The impact area looks like it was made by something falling, but there are tracks or drag marks leading away from it that abruptly stop. Areas with aggressive species aren't unusual. We've seen some weird creatures. The winged coral beings still make me shiver when I think about them. I'm so glad we have not gone back to that city. I know we should. We've cataloged so many other areas. There is just something about that place that makes me feel wrong. What do you mean there's something over there? How can you tell? What do you mean, another you? Oh, how did we not find this before?
But actually, that's a kind of a weak way to put something which is so obvious and deep as the difference between the past and the future. Because even without an experiment, our very experiences inside are completely different for past and future. We remember the past, we don't remember the future. We have a different kind of awareness about what might happen than we have of what most likely has happened. The past and future look completely different psychologically and so forth. And the questions of memory, of apparent freedom of will, in the sense that we feel that we can do something to affect the future, but none of us, or very few of us, believe that there's anything you can do to affect the past. And remorse and regret and hope and so forth are all words which distinguish perfectly obviously the past and the future. Now, if the world of nature is made of atoms, and we too are made of atoms and obey physical laws, this obvious distinction between what happened, the past and the future, and this obvious irreversibility of all phenomena, you would think would most likely have obviously its interpretation in that some laws, some of the motion laws of the atoms are going one way, that the atom laws are not such that they can go either way. That there's somewhere in the works some kind of a principle that wuxels only make wuxels and never vice versa, and so the world is turning from wuxely character to wuxely character all the time. And that this one-way business of the interactions of things is the thing that makes the whole phenomena of the world seem to go one way. And yet we haven't found it yet. That is, in all the laws of physics that we've found so far, there doesn't seem to be any distinction of the past and the future. That the moving picture should work the same way going both ways, and the physicist who looks at it should not laugh. Details now to be explained.
Where is it? Where are you? There. Oh. Guess it's mostly here.
How did I not end up like that?
It barely looks humanoid now.
Now what?
Yes, the device. Please say it hasn't been destroyed in the fall as well. It took some serious work to find, and it feels like my only hope to find Orin. I can't imagine how he's handling this. Trips to the grocery store used to make him panic. Disappearing into some unknown, plane existence, dimension. It's hard to think about.
Okay, Colin.
He needs you. Figure this out and get to him.